Today's scripture reading is from John chapter 20, verse 21 through 23.
今日嘅经文系嚟自约翰福音20章21至23节。
The worship leaders will read today's scripture first in English, then in Chinese.
带领嘅会读今日嘅经文，首先用英文读，之后再用中文读。
Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you, as the Father has sent me." I am sending you. And with that, he breathed on them and said, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven.
耶稣又对他们说，愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。说了这话，就向他们吹一口气，说，你们受圣灵。你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了；你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。
The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever.
草必枯干，花必凋残，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。
We are delighted to have Pastor Jin Chung share with us his message titled "Believe in the Holy Spirit."
今日我又欢喜有我哋郑牧师为我哋分享今日神嘅话语，个题目就系相信圣灵。
I've noticed this mic on my side keeps on bowing down to us.
发个麦咧，成日都耷头嘅。
Very humble mic，
好谦卑嘅一个麦。
Good morning, church。
各位早晨。
Good to see you all。
好高兴见到大家。
Well, I want to begin with a question today。
咁我想开始嘅时候问大家一个问题。
And it's about the Holy Spirit。
系关于圣灵嘅。
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit as a doctrine to be memorized, or as the breath that keep us alive?
你咪相信一个圣灵就好似即系一个教义，我哋去记得嘅呢个教义，还是系相信呢个圣灵作为我哋嘅生命，我哋可以存活咧
？Let me repeat. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit as a doctrine to be memorized, or do you believe in the Holy Spirit as the breath of God that keeps us alive?
让我重复一次，你咪相信圣灵就只系一个教义，你去记住佢，还是系你相信圣灵，佢系神俾我哋嘅呢一口气，让我哋去存活咧
？Unfortunately or fortunately, there is an apparent danger in our Reformed tradition.
好可惜嘅就系喺我哋嘅改革中嘅传统里边咧，有一个危险。
We are people of the book.
我哋跟书嘅。
We love precision and we love order.
我哋要系觉得好准确，我哋要有呢个秩序。
But if we're not careful,
大家之间我哋唔小心嘅时候咧
，we can become like a machine without oil or lack of oil in our heart.
我哋就会好似一个机器，但系呢个机器你嘅心入边咧就冇咗呢个机油嘅。
We can have the theology of the Spirit without the life of the Spirit.
我哋可以有圣灵嘅神学，但系我哋冇圣灵嘅生命。
We may have the correct information and knowledge of wind, yet live in a room without air.
我哋可以对于风有正确嘅认识或者知识，但系就好似一个房里边冇空气一样。
Not to mention, even the Apostles' Creed that we confess can be misleading sometimes.
甚至乎我哋所读嘅使徒信经，有时都可能系引致我哋有一个误导。
For example, this simple affirmation, "I believe in the Holy Spirit," has received a criticism of being too vague.
好似好简单一个我信圣灵呢个咁简单嘅确信。都好似接受到好多嘅批评或者系质疑。
Over the history of the church since its establishment, church has found it to be too much open to personal interpretation.
早期的教会也都觉得这句这么简单的说话呢，就好像开启了一个门，就让很多人有不同的理解。
So in the 3rd and 6th century,
在第三至第六世纪，
after the Apostles' Creed, the Nicene's Creed came and Athanasian Creeds came out.
在第三同埋第六世纪分别有这个尼西信经同埋这个阿塔修斯的信经。
And we find much more robust statement on the doctrine of the Holy Spirit in these two creeds.
在这两个圣经里面呢，给我们一个更加健全的对于圣灵的一个理解和教义。
So I want you to wrestle with me. When we confess, I believe in the Holy Spirit, what do you mean by that?
当我们说我信圣灵的时候，我们讲的是什么意思呢？
We're apparently joining myriads of churches around the world in different languages in different time.
我哋同世界上好多无数嘅教会喺唔同嘅时间用唔同嘅语言去一齐。
And as we dive in today, I hope that we're not believing in the Holy Spirit as mere doctrine to be memorized.
我哋今日去睇呢个所信圣灵嘅时候，我希望我哋睇呢个时候唔系只系一个要我哋去记得嘅一个教义。
That we would believe in the Holy Spirit that can make dry bones dance.
我们是信这个圣灵能够使到这个枯干的骨头都去踊跃。
That we can believe in the Spirit of God as the life-giving Spirit.
我们能够相信神给我这个圣灵是给我们生命的圣灵。
Let us pray.
让我们祈祷。
Lord, we stand before the finished work of Jesus Christ for our salvation.
因为我们站在耶稣基督已经成就的救恩工作的面前。
And we pray that by the power of the Holy Spirit,
我们祈祷藉着圣灵的大能，
the very Spirit poured out onto your people at that first Pentecost.
在第一个五旬节，你将这个圣灵倾倒在你的子民的身上的这个灵。
And the very same Spirit raised Jesus from the dead.
同一个灵去使到耶稣基督从死里复活。
Would you grant us not only clarity of mind, but fire in our hearts?
求主你唔单止俾我哋有清楚嘅思考，并且我哋心里边有火。
That we may stand up for the risen King.
我哋系站立起嚟为呢个复活嘅王。
And understand the depth of your suffering and height of your glory.
去明白你受苦难的心和你的荣耀的高度。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Today's passage is from verses 21 to 23. However, we must go back to verse 19.
我们今天刚才读的由21节到23节，但我们首先要看的就是由19节开始。
This was the very first Resurrection Sunday evening.
这个是第一日耶稣基督复活之后的那个晚上。
The very first Easter, so-called.
我们所讲的第一个的复活节。
There we find Jesus' disciples in a state that might feel familiar with some of us.
我们看到这些信徒在一个状况我们可能觉得都很熟悉的。
Verse 19 goes, On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked,where the disciples were for fear of the Jews.
他说那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人，门都关了。
The doors were locked for the fear of the Jews.
门都关上了，因为他们怕犹太人。
It tells us something about the disciples.
讲给我们听这些门徒的处境是怎样。
It tells us that fear is now a controlling force of their action and environment.
不过你看到恐惧就成为了他们的行动和他们的环境的一个动机。
Not the words of their Lord Jesus.
不是耶稣基督的话语。
But fear.
是恐惧。
Not to mention even some of the Jesus' followers were arrested by the authorities in John 18.
并且呢，耶稣有啲嘅跟随耶稣嘅人呢，亦都系被犹太人呢系捉咗。
These disciples had good theology.
呢啲嘅門徒有對於神學好好嘅認識。
They walk with Jesus for 3 years.
佢哋同耶穌有三年嘅時間一齊。
But without Jesus,
但係冇耶穌嘅時候
，they turn into a community of subjective fear.
佢哋就變成咗一群人，只係有恐懼。
And being paralyzed behind locked doors.
而喺呢個關上嘅門嘅後邊咧，佢哋乜嘢都做唔到。
Without their shepherd,
冇咗佢哋嘅牧羊人。
Without their teacher,
冇咗佢哋嘅教師。
Without their king,
冇咗佢哋嘅王。
They were lost.
佢哋好似迷失咗。
But this is when Jesus, in His glorious body, appears Himself to these disciples.
但就喺呢個時候咧，耶穌基督用佢榮耀嘅身體喺呢啲嘅門徒嘅面前咧去顯現。
The risen Christ meets them in their most vulnerable state.
耶穌基督喺佢哋最容易受傷嘅時間喺佢哋面前出現。
And these people were caught up by their fear of feeling the absence of Jesus.
佢哋覺得耶穌基督唔喺佢哋嘅當中，佢哋心裏邊充滿咗恐懼。
But He comes.
但耶穌嚟到。
And He speaks.
佢向佢哋説話。
That's our resurrected King Jesus.
呢個就係我哋復活嘅王耶穌。
He is the Lord of peace.
佢係平安嘅主。
And He will not lose His sheep over their vulnerable state.
佢哋唔會因耶穌基督唔會因為佢哋嘅門徒嘅受傷嘅處境會失去佢嘅羊。
Even if it takes Him to perform unbelievable miracles of going through the locked doors.
甚至乎就係通過呢個關上咗嘅門去行呢個神蹟。
Jesus seeks His sheep.
耶穌基督尋找佢嘅羊。
To offer peace.
去俾佢哋平安。
He seeks you.
耶穌基督尋找你。
To give you the peace this world cannot give.
去俾你呢个世界俾唔到你嘅平安。
There's nothing you can stop. To do stop.
你唔可以去阻止佢。
Jesus appears in the scene and tells his people who are out of fear, "Peace be to you."
耶稣基督喺呢班恐惧嘅人嘅面前出现，佢话愿你哋平安。
He doesn't rebuke them.
耶稣基督冇督责佢哋。
What are you doing in this locked doors?
佢話：你哋喺呢個閂曬門咁做乜嘢啊
？Go out there and tell the world what happened。
佢唔係話啊，你出去講我聽，講啲人聽究竟發生咩事啦
？But instead，
但係耶穌話
：Jesus gives the peace this world and authorities cannot give。
耶穌俾佢哋呢個平安係呢個世界同埋世界上嘅權位嘅唔能夠俾佢哋嘅。
It's more than just a message of comfort。
唔係只係單單一句安慰嘅説話。
It was the voice of their ultimate shepherd who died for their sin。
係佢哋至大嘅牧羊人為佢哋嘅罪而死，呢個牧羊人嘅聲音。
This peace that Jesus gave to them was purchased by the blood of Christ on that cross。
耶穌基督俾你佢哋嘅呢個平安係藉住佢喺十字架上面嘅死所換翻嚟嘅。
The vulnerable were they。How vulnerable they were. This peace is not just a subjective emotion of stability and security.
这个平安不是只是一个主观的平稳或者是安全感。
Please don't mistake this peace as some kind of safety that we can come out, that we can receive from God.
不要只是觉得这个平安可以简单就是从神给你。
It's far greater than that.
是很大的。
It's the eternal shalom, the peace of heaven.
是永远的平安，是天堂的平安。
And that is the reconciliation that we saw last week.
这个就是我们上个礼拜所讲到的和好。
It's the reconciliation with God and sinners like us.
是罪人好像我们一样同神去和好。
It was also the promised fulfillment in John 14 verse 27.
也都是约翰福音十四章二十七节俾我哋嘅应许。
This peace came with a cost.
呢个平安系要有一个代价。
It was attested by his pierced hands and side.
系藉住佢嘅肋旁嘅同埋手嘅刺伤咧，去证明出嚟。
When his sheep, when his children were afraid and they were hiding in the behind the locked doors.
当他的孩子是觉得恐惧，是躲在这个门的后面的时候，
Jesus returns after accomplishing what he came to do.
耶稣完成了他要来做的事的时候，他回来。
And he tells them, like their father,
耶稣基督向他们说话，好像他的父亲一样。
It's okay, my child.
他说我的孩子是没问题的。
The work is finished.
这个工作已经完成。
Receive my peace.
去接受我的平安。
And receive the Holy Spirit.
和接受圣灵。
My friends,
各位朋友，
when God seems far distant and absent in your life,
当神在你的生命里面好像很远或者不在的时候，
the human tendency, the human hearts will inevitably be dominated by fear and shame and uncertainty.
人的心就很容易就充满了这个恐惧、羞辱和不安。
We close our doors when fear grips us.
当这个恐惧找住我们的时候，我们就关上门。
We hide.
我们躲起。
We keep distance.
我们保持一个距离。
We self-protect and retreat.
我们自我保护，我们去后退。
When we believe the powers out there are bigger than myself.
当我们以为外面的能力是比我们更大的时候，
What we need at that moment is the peace that Jesus is offering.
在那一刻我们需要的就是耶稣基督给的平安。
We don't need our own self-made security to guard your ill emotions.
我们不需要自我去制造一个安全感出来去保护你自己的情感。
Because Jesus is risen and he's present with us.
因为耶稣基督已经复活和是与我们一起。
We think that we can distance ourselves from Jesus himself.
我们以为我们能够和耶稣基督去保持一个距离。
I'm not ready, Lord, to follow you.
说主啊，我还未准备好去跟随你。
I have too many things that I want to accomplish in this life.
我在这个生命里面还有很多事我想去做完的。
I'm not even ready to go out and be persecuted for your name's sake.
我甚至乎未准备好在外面为你的名去接受逼迫。
But that's a false truth that you are building your life upon.
这个就是你建基在你的生命上面的一个假象。
But glory be to God.
但是愿荣耀归神。
He won't let you stay there for long.
他不会让你停留在那里很久。
He will find his way into your heart.
他会找一个方法进入你的心里面。
He will come through your locked doors.
他会通过你这个关上的门。
There's nothing we can do to stop him.
我们不能够去阻止他。
Because he desires to give peace to his people.
因为他要去将这个平安去给他的子民。
He desires you to have his peace.
他希望你有他的平安。
When Christ steps into your locked doors, people,
当耶稣基督去进入你这个山上的门的时候，
everything will be okay.
所有东西都会变得没问题。
And your fear will be used to praise God.
你的恐惧就会 被转化去赞美神。
In verse 21,
第21节，
Jesus uses a specificLogic in Greek, kathos and kago.
耶稣基督用了这个希腊文的一个逻辑。
It is translated as just as blank, so also blank.
就是说呢，正如是这样的时候呢，就会是这样。
As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you.
他说正如我父去差我来，我亦都去差你。
You know the difference between the people who are doing the ministry and the people who can't really step up in the ministry?
你知不知道那些去做紧事工和那些不能够去进行事工的人的分别呢？
You know the difference between the people God uses to do his ministry and the people who are hesitant?
你知不知道那些神去使用他去做他事工的人和那些不敢去做事工的人的分别呢？
God has a specific pattern to prepare his people for the kingdom work.
神有一个特别的模式去预备 佢嘅子民去进行佢国度嘅事工。
Disciples were in fear, locked behind the doors.
佢嘅门徒关上呢个门，佢好恐惧。
The environment cannot change them.
佢哋嘅环境唔能够改变。
The authorities cannot change them.
在位嘅唔能够改变佢哋。
The personal logic ofA logical way of thinking themselves and getting themselves out of fear cannot help them.
他们个人在用所思考的逻辑不能够帮他们去走出来。
It was the peace that Jesus offered.
这个是只有耶稣基督给他们的平安。
Peace that comes from knowing that we are accepted by God as who we are.
是这个平安就是藉着说我们知道耶稣基督神去接受我哋喺我哋嘅自己嘅处身处境里边。
Jesus gives that peace to his disciples.
当耶稣基督去将呢个平安俾佢门徒嘅时候
，He's sending them out.
佢亦都差派佢哋出去
，Just as the Father sent him to the world.
就好似父神去差耶稣基督去呢个世界上。
This is the manner of the church's mission.
呢个就系教会嘅使命。
That we must mirror the manner of Christ's mission.
我哋要反照耶稣基督嘅使命嘅方法。
And this commission of the church, commission of Christ Himself, is rooted in the peace and presence of the risen Jesus.
教会嘅使命同埋耶稣基督嘅使命，亦都系建基喺耶稣基督嘅复活同埋同在嘅当中。
So this peace that represents our reconciliation with God is acting as a necessary prerequisite for the mission of the church.
所以我哋喺同神复和嘅呢个平安嘅当中，系要我哋喺做呢个世界上嘅使命之前，首先要有嘅嘢。
I want to encourage our church today.
我想鼓励我哋嘅教会。
We're not a small church, people.
我哋唔系一个细嘅教会。
Nor we are the church, God's body of Christ.Locked behind the doors out of fear.
亦都唔系神叫我哋要关上门，因为恐惧嘅时候，我哋喺呢个门后边匿埋嘅一个教会。
If the peace of Christ dwells in your heart,
如果神嘅平安喺你嘅心里边嘅时候
，If you have the reconciliation from Jesus with your Father in heaven,
如果你同呢个父神有呢个复和因住耶稣基督嘅缘故
，Then you are a body of Christ is one of them.
你就是基督的肢体。
And we are not afraid to go out to do the ministry that God has.
我们就不需要害怕去走出去做神给我们的事工。
But as your pastor, I want to encourage you once again.
作为你的牧师，我再一次的去鼓励你。
If you are doubting,
如果你是怀疑的时候,
that I'm not too sure if I have peace of Christ in my heart.
你怀疑我究竟有没有耶稣基督给我的平安在我心里面呢？
Somehow being asked to do the ministry here in our church.
但是同时间呢，你就是被要求在这个教会里面做事工。
I don't expect you to do the ministry that you're being asked to.
我不期望你要去做被人要求你做的这个事工。
And trust me, God has his people ready.
相信我，神已经预备好他的子民。
Just as I have given the testimony about German Shepherd who's being replaced by the next people,
就好似我之前所分享嘅见证，就话呢个牧羊狗会被其他人去取代。
You must be right with God before you do your ministry.
喺你做事工之前，你一定要同神有一个正确嘅关系。
But let's look at from the other side of the perspective.
但我哋用另一个角度去睇。
You're busy with ministry.
你在事工里面有很繁忙。
You've asked to do many things from the session or myself.
你被堂会或者被我要求去做很多事。
Yet you are struggling in your peace with Jesus and reconciliation in your daily life.
但你每一天是跟耶稣基督的复活在当中是有挣扎。
First, you need to stop.
首先你要停下来。
And come talk to me.
然后你跟我说话。
Or your brothers and sisters in Christ who can pray for you.And can reminisce the peace that Jesus has for us together.
又或者喺你嘅弟兄姊妹当中一齐去祈祷求神咧，耶稣基督去再一次俾呢个平安俾你。
This is God's church.
呢个系神嘅教会。
This is Christ's church.
系基督嘅教会。
If you're not ready,
如果你未准备好嘅时候
，Jesus will make you ready.
耶稣会使你去准备好。
But please do receive the Holy Spirit and remind yourself what you have in Christ.
但要接受圣灵，同埋提醒你自己，你喺基督里边有啲乜嘢。
And that's my encouragement, by the way.
呢个就系我对你嘅鼓励。
Does it sound like encouragement, or?
系咪听落好似一个鼓励
？Sometimes it doesn't sound like encouragement at all.
有时啊，听落唔系好似鼓励。
But it is encouragement.
但事实系鼓励。
And thank you for your understanding.
希望你明白。
Well, therefore, the mission of the Son is the mission of the Father. Therefore, it is mission of the Church.
耶稣基督嘅使命系父神俾佢嘅使命，同时间都系教会嘅使命。
And in Latin, we call this Missio Dei, the mission of God.
在拉丁文来讲，就是翻译做中文就是神的使命。
Our mission is necessarily characterized by the same redemptive purpose of Christ's mission.
我们的使命一定要具有与基督的使命的救赎的目的。
And that means we are also given the same divine authority that was given to Christ because we are one body with Christ.
同时间即是说呢我们要有神给我们的一个权柄因为我们同基督同为一个肢体。
And at the same time, that means we are also sharing in Christ's suffering.
也就是说我们也都是要同耶稣基督一同分担这个苦难。
Now, first two sounds okay. It sounds amazing.
头两个特征呢觉得挺好很神奇。
We're sharing the evangelistic redemptive purpose with Christ.
我们同基督一同去分享这个救赎的目的。
We're sharing the same divine authority that was given to Christ.
我们同耶稣基督一同分享给他一个神圣的权柄。
But we are also suffering with Christ.
但同时间我们要同基督一同受苦。
Not so...interesting and tempting, is it?
好似唔係好有趣，都唔好吸引喎。
It is because our flesh wants comfort and safety.
因為我哋嘅肉身想得到安舒平安。
And our natural instinct of fear or anything is to preserve, to be self-preserved.
我哋嘅本身嘅自我嘅能力就係要去保護自己。
But the Holy Spirit that we believe in is a spirit of mission.
但我们所信的这个圣灵又就是这个使命的圣灵。
So let's look at how Jesus was sent into the world.
让我们看看耶稣基督怎样被差派到这个世界上面。
In Isaiah 61 verse 1, the prophecy goes, The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news.
在以赛亚书61章第一节他说主耶和华的灵在我身上。因为耶和华用膏膏我，叫我传好信息给谦卑的人。
He was sent into the world because God did not stay in heaven shouting instructions at us.
耶稣基督来到这个世界，因为父神不是只是停留在天堂上面去给指示。
Jesus came down.
耶稣来到。
He entered into the lives of thieves and sinners.
他进入到盗贼和罪人的当中。
And he became like one of us.
他成为我们的其中一位。
He was sent to serve, not to be served.
他被差派是要服侍，不是被服侍。
He was sent to die on the cross.
他被差派去死在十字架上面。
He was sent to seek and save the lost.
他被差派要寻求那些失丧的。
And he knew all of this, and yet he still came.
他知道这些所有的东西，但他都来。
He knew he was going to be emptied, everything, his soul and body.
他知道他要倒空他自己的一切他的灵魂他的身体。
He knew his people that he created will reject him and his message and put him on the cross.
他知道他所做的人会去拒绝他和将他摆十字架上面。
Jesus' mission was incarnational and sacrificial.
耶稣基督的使命是代入去人的当中并且是要牺牲。
But the spirit that we believe in was from the beginning of his inception to the end of his resurrection.
但我们所相信的圣灵就是耶稣基督由开始来到至先到他的复活。
With the empowerment of the spirit, Jesus was able to walk and carry the cross for us.
在圣灵的下面他耶稣基督能够 去行和去背上这个十架。
He did that knowingly. He knew everything was going to happen.
他知道所有要发生的事。
That's the pattern and the paradigm of mission of the church that he's sending.
这个就是耶稣基督所差派的教会的使命的一个模式。
The discouragement of people not believing in the name of Jesus when we go out there to do the evangelism cannot stop us to go out there.
当我哋出去去传福音而啲人唔信嘅时候，呢种咁嘅沮丧唔能够阻止我哋出去。
And there's kind of a layers of problems in that way of thinking.
要去咁样去谂嘅时候，有唔同嘅问题。
We see a variable and visible hindrances and fortresses of this world that we must face.
我哋去面对呢个世界嘅时候，有好多嘅难阻，有好多嘅壁垒，我哋唔能够，我哋要面对。
But the Spirit of God was with Jesus, and Jesus knew everything what's going to happen when he came to earth.
这个圣灵是跟耶稣基督一起，而耶稣基督来这个世界的时候，他知道所有要发生的事。
Yet Jesus came.
但耶稣都来。
And he's sending us.
他去差派我们。
We may know what we are going to be receiving or what we can expect from the world.
我们知道我们要在面对这个世界会去预期到会发生的事。
We may be rejected.
我们会被拒绝。
We may be dying.
我们甚至乎可能会死。
We may be serving and not to be served.
我们可能会去服侍人，不会得到服侍。
Or perhaps our soul and body may be empty to the point of burnt out.
我们的心心灵可能甚至乎是枯干。
But that cannot stop us.
但是这样不可以阻止我们。
For the Holy Spirit is within us.
因为圣灵在我们的当中。
So the church is a sent body.
所以基督的教会是被差派的一个肢体。
It's not a social club.
不是一个社交的场合。
We are temple of the Holy Spirit.
我们是圣灵的殿。
With the very mission of the Holy Spirit.
是带着圣灵的使命。
That's what it means when we say we believe in the Holy Spirit.
这个就是说我信圣灵的意思。
That we are in Christ.
我们在基督的里面。
With Christ's mission.
带着耶稣基督的使命。
With the greater purpose for his kingdom.
是为他的国度一个更大的目标。
When we look at Acts chapter 1 verse 8, it tells us that you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses.
使徒行传第一章第八节他说当圣灵降临在你的身上的时候，你就要得着能力，你就要去做见证。
They were afraid too in that upper room. Do you remember?
在那个房子的上面，他们都很害怕。
There were about 120 people with 15 different languages when the Spirit of the God, Spirit of the Lord came upon them.
当这个圣灵去到他们的当中的时候，他们大概有120人。讲住五十种嘅语言。
They were too afraid of the Jewish authorities that they might be.They might be imprisoned.
他们很害怕犹太人的领袖，他们害怕被拉去坐监。
But maybe they were to be executed upon the cross just like Jesus.
他们可能要在十字架上面去受死，好像耶稣一样。
But they remembered, wait until you receive my gift from heaven.
但他们记得耶稣跟他们讲过话，你要等圣灵来到，这个天堂的礼物。
So they gathered to pray.
所以他们一起聚集去祈祷。
Prayer is an essential part of our ministry.
这个祈祷是我们事工的一个重要的一环。
Without prayers,
没有祈祷的时候,
we will be suffocating.
我们就会窒息。
We ought to pray.
我们要祈祷。
Together.
一起祈祷。
Whether you are in fear,
无论你是恐惧的时候,
or whether you are in happiness,
或者开心的时候。
But guess what happens after they receive?This gift of heaven.
去睇下你，当佢哋接受咗呢个天国嘅礼物，呢个圣灵嘅时候，有咩事发生
？Peter stood up.
彼得站起嚟。
They were probably quiet because they don't want other people to know that they are gathering.
佢哋可能嗰个时间好静，因为佢哋唔想其他人留意到佢哋一齐聚集。
And that maybe somebody would tell the authorities that they are gathering, so they were.Quiet like underground churches in China.
他们就怕有些人会通风报信说他们聚集，那些犹太的领袖来捉拿他们，就好像现在在中国的内地地下的教会一样。
But just as the people in the underground Chinese church, they prayed.
就好像中国的地下教会一样，他们去祈祷。
And the Holy Spirit has come upon them.
圣灵来到他们的当中。
Do you see what God is doing?
你看不看到神做什么呢？
His intention for his people is not hiding.
神要定义佢哋呢啲子民唔系要匿埋。
The same spirit that made Peter to stand up，
同一个灵去使到彼得站起嚟。
And preach the gospel from Joel's prophecy，
去喺约珥书里边去讲呢个福音。
People come to become the disciples of Jesus， not believers. If you read in Acts 2, they became disciples of Jesus。
呢啲人咧就嚟到成为耶稣基督嘅门徒，唔系净系相信耶稣基督，系成为耶稣基督嘅门徒。
They were no longer hiding behind the locked doors in the upper room。
佢哋唔再系匿埋喺呢个锁上嘅门嘅后边。
They went out to proclaim the message of Jesus。
佢哋去宣讲耶稣基督嘅信息。
Now, if you claim to have the Spirit, but you have no desire for the glory of Christ。
如果你认为你有神的圣灵，但是你没有一个渴望去寻求耶稣基督的荣耀的时候，
Let us examine our hearts.
让我们察验我们的心。
The Holy Spirit glorifies Christ.
圣灵去荣耀耶稣基督。
And the biblical pattern is undeniable and clear on this.
圣经的这个模式是我们不可以否定的。
When God breathes into a person,
当神去吹一口气进入呢个人嘅当中，
the people who are turning inward behind the locked doors，
呢啲人喺呢个门嘅后边，
God turns them outward。
呢啲匿埋嘅人咧，神使到佢哋去向出边。
Because Jesus was sent by the Father and therefore sending His church with the Spirit。
耶稣基督被神去父神去差派，然后耶稣基督去差派呢啲教会。
We cannot accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior without accepting Him as a sender or the one who was sent to us.
如果我哋唔接受耶稣基督系差派我哋嘅呢一位嘅时候，我哋唔能够去接受耶稣基督系我哋嘅主。
You might feel unqualified to go out.
可能你觉得你冇呢个资格去出去。
Maybe you're thinking, I'm not an evangelist.
你話可能我諗我唔係一個傳道者。
I'm just a student。
我只不過學生啫。
I'm just a mom。
我只係一個媽媽。
I'm just an accountant。I'm just this or that。
我只係一個會計，我只係做呢樣或者只係做嗰樣。
But look at the text together with me。
但係讓我哋睇下呢個經文。
Jesus sends us just as the Father sent him。
耶穌基督去差派我哋，好似呢個父神去差派耶穌一樣。
In humility, weaknesses。Often through suffering, but always with authority.
是谦卑的，是做见证，很多时都要受苦难，但是是带着权柄。
You're not responsible for the conversion of your neighbors.
你不是要去向你的邻居怎样去信耶稣而负责。
But we are responsible for the delivery of the message.
但是我们要为着我们去传讲这个信息去负责。
Brothers and sisters, are you living behind locked doors out of fear of the culture?
弟兄姊妹，你系咪因为恐惧呢个文化而匿喺呢度关上嘅门后边？
Or are you walking through the open door for mission?
还是系你经过咗呢个使命嘅打开嘅大门呢？
The peace we have with God is the peace we have with this others.
神俾我哋嘅呢个平安，我哋呢个平安系同其他人都有。
It is an equipment for the frontline soldiers。
系俾呢个前线嘅士兵嘅一个工具。
Let us turn to verse 22。
我哋睇下22节。
This is one of the most strange and beautiful moments in Scripture。
呢个系喺经文里边一个最奇怪但是最美丽的一个图画。
He says, when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit.
他说说了这话就向他们吹一口气说你们受圣灵。
The Greek word that John, the author of the Gospel John uses here for breathe is anaphusasin.
这个约翰所写的这个福音用的希列文呢就是这个 anaphusasin 这个字。
Very good. It is used only once here in the whole New Testament.
这个字在整卷的新约圣经里面只是用过一次。
It carries the idea that the Spirit of God is not a separate entity from Jesus, the second person of the Trinity.
佢讲到呢个灵同耶稣基督嘅第三位一体嘅神嘅第二位唔系分开嘅一个个体。
When Jesus breathed them the Spirit of God，
当耶稣基督去呼呢口气嘅呢个圣灵
，the life of believer comes directly from the lungs of the resurrected King。
神嘅子民佢哋活出嚟嘅生命咧，就系嚟自呢个复活嘅王佢嘅肺嘅呢斗气。
But interestingly，
好有趣嘅。
There is one other place in the entire Bible that uses this word。
有趣嘅就系成本嘅圣经有另外一个地方系用同一个字。
That's in the Greek Bible of the Old Testament。
系喺旧约圣经嘅希列文嘅版本。
In Genesis 2:7。
喺创世纪嘅第二章第七节。
The Lord God formed the man of dust and breathed into his nostril the breath of life。And the man became a living creature。
佢话耶和华神用地上的尘土做人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人。
Jesus is standing there。
耶稣基督站喺嗰度。
As the greater second Adam。
系一个更大嘅第二个亚当。
Do you see who Jesus is claiming to be？
你睇唔睇到耶稣基督去宣称紧佢系边一个咧
？The very God who created you, men and women。
是造你的神。
He looks at his disciples who are spiritually dead and afraid。
他望住他的门徒，他们属灵里面去死或者是恐惧的。
Perhaps just the piles of dry bones and mere dust。
好像一堆干了的骨头或者尘土。
And he breathed into them the Spirit of God。
他将神的圣灵的这口气去吹入他们的当中。
The new creation happened。
一个新的创造就发生。
Just as our physical body needs air to live，
就好像我们的肉身，我们需要空气去存活。
If you are a new creation in Christ，
如果你是在基督里面一个新造的，
the breath of Jesus is our spiritual air。
耶稣基督吹的这一口气就是我们属灵的空气，我们需要的。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3。
让我们看看哥林多后书的第三章。
Paul explains in verse 6 that the Spirit of God gives life and makes the ministry of righteousness effective.
保罗去解释耶稣基督的这个圣灵是使到这个事工呢是有功效。
When the resurrected King Jesus came in contact with his disciples to send them off,
当复活的基督来到去跟他的门徒去接触，然后差派他们出去的时候，
We see that the Spirit of the Lord is acting as a non-negotiable agent for His kingdom work.
我们看到神的圣灵是做他天国的国度的事工一个不可或缺的工具。
Without the Spirit of God，
没了神的圣灵，
Without the name of Jesus above all names，
没了这个超乎万名之上的耶稣，
mission of the church will fail，
教会的使命就会失败。
But with the Spirit of God，
但是有神的灵，
no matter where we are，
无论我们在哪里，
no matter how big we are，
无论我们有多大，
no matter how many people we have on Sunday mornings，
无论我们星期日早上有多少人，
if the Spirit of the Lord is with you，
如果神的灵是和你一起的时候，
If Jesus is the head of the church，
如果基督耶稣是教会的头的时候，
The missions of the church will succeed，
教会的使命就会成功。
Because it is God, the triune God who sends us，
因为是这个三位一体的神去差遣我们。
Can I get a cup of water please? Thank you。
可不可以给点水？
If anyone， Thank you so much。God is encouraging us this morning。
神今天早上去鼓励我们。
Do you feel spiritually suffocated? Because I sometimes do。
你有没有觉得在属灵上面你是窒息呢？我有时都会觉得。
To be honest, I sometimes do feel that we are spiritually suffocating。
坦白讲，我是觉得我们有时候是属灵的透不到气。
Maybe I am just trying to be a good Christian on my own power。
可能我想藉住我自己嘅能力去做一个好嘅基督徒。
Maybe I'm trying to make this successful on my own terms. Thank you so much.
可能我想用自己嘅方法去使呢样嘢系成功。
We're trying to grasp the air that we think we can generate.
我哋尝试去找住呢口气，以为呢口气咧可以由我哋自己去生产出嚟。
That is you, you're not alone.
如果你是这样的时候呢，你不只是孤单一个。
We feel we are inadequate.
我们觉得我们不足够。
We feel that we are afraid and unprepared.
我们觉得我们未准备好。
Until we remember it is Jesus who breathed us the Spirit of God.
直到我们记得是耶稣将这口将这个灵呢是吹入我们的当中。
Until we remind ourselves that death could not hold him down there.
直至我们去记得这个死不能够去限制耶稣基督留在阴间。
Until we receive his spirit as he commands to receive.
直至我们去接受了耶稣基督所命令我们要受的这个灵。
We can pray and ask for his guidance.
我们能够祈祷去求他的带领。
So if you are spiritually suffocating,
如果你在属灵上面是窒息的时候，
Or if you don't know where you are in your spiritual condition,
或者你不知道你的属灵状况在哪里，
ask God for guidance.
求神去带领。
So that when we proclaim the name above all names to ourselves in our heart again,
所以当我们去向我们自己去宣讲这个万名之上的名的时候，
that we would be like the church that receive the Holy Spirit to go on the mission of God.
就好像一个教会去接受这个圣灵去行神的使命。
But notice that before Jesus breathed, he showed them his hands and his side.
但留意当耶稣基督吹一口气之先呢，耶稣基督给他们看他的手和他的肋旁。
He showed them the price of the Holy Spirit.
去给他们看到这个圣灵的代价。
He showed them the price that he had to pay so that we could spiritually breathe.
俾佢哋睇到佢要付上嘅呢个代价，以致佢哋属灵上边能够去透呢斗气。
Jesus died so that we could breathe.
耶稣基督
the air that he gives.
耶稣基督受死，以致我哋能够去呼呢一口气。
If you're exhausted,
如果你系觉得系疲倦，身筋疲力尽嘅时候。
Perhaps if you're exhausting,
或者你而家系筋疲力尽嘅时候
，maybe because you're trying to run the race on the oxygen on your own.
可能你去尝试去跑呢个赛跑系用你自己嘅氧气。
This is in your personal life too.
呢个亦都喺你个人嘅生命上边。
In your job,
喺你工作。
In your marriage,
喺你嘅家庭。
In your anything,
喺任何嘅事。
Are you still running the race on the oxygen that you received 10, 15 years ago?
你是不是仍然是靠着你在10年前或者15年前所获得的这啖的氧气去跑这个赛跑呢？
Unfortunately, we can't manufacture wind itself for us.
很可惜的，我们自己不能够去生产这个风。
All we can do is we can raise high the banner and sail when itWhen it's windy.
当这个风来的时候，我们唯一可以做的就是将它这个帆。
So when we confess, I believe in the Holy Spirit, we believe in the power that raised Jesus from the dead.
所以当我们承认我们信圣灵的时候，我们承认这个同一个能力去使到耶稣基督复活。
And that means we are believing in the power of the Holy Spirit that can raise the dry bones of this world.
也都是说我们相信这个圣灵的能力能够去使这个世界的枯干的骨头去再次兴起。
We will see these dry bones dancing on the tune of the gospel of Jesus.
我们会看到这个枯干的骨头是在耶稣基督的这个福音里面是上面一层一同去跳舞。
What about us?
我们又怎样呢？
Are you just laying down on the ground as dry bones?
你是不是就在地上面好像一堆枯干的骨头一样？
Or are you dancing with Jesus in the tune of the gospel he gave for you?
又或者是你在跟耶稣基督一起，是跟他给我们的福音 好似一样去一齐起舞。
We must be people of the Holy Spirit.
我哋一定要系有呢个圣灵嘅子民。
Verse 23 is very difficult to exegete.
第二十三节系好难去去解释嘅。
But it is an instruction that Jesus is giving to his church on the clarity, a description of this mission we receive.
但系咧就系神耶稣去俾呢个教会一个好清楚嘅指导，就系话关于佢俾佢哋嘅使命系啲乜嘢。
And I like the NIV version better than ESV because it's easier to understand. But I have ESV, so let me read it to you.
咁样我读一次。
If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven.If you retain the sins of any, they are retained.
中文就是说，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了；你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。
Now let's pause.
让我们停一停。
I know some of you are thinking,
我知道有些人会想，
Wait a minute.
说等一等。
Only God can forgive sins, isn't it?
难道不是神，只有神才可以赦免罪吗？
But is Jesus saying,Is Jesus making the disciples now judge?
咁系咪耶稣基督去使佢嘅门徒咧成为一个审判嘅法官咧
？Do priests can priests forgive sins of others?
咁嗰啲修士系咪可以去赦免人嘅罪咧
？Well, we must be rigorous here, and we must be faithful to the whole counsel of God.
咁我哋一定要去对于神全盘嘅旨意咧，系要清楚。
Now Jesus gave the keys of the kingdom in Matthew 16:19.
咁喺马太福音十六章十九节，耶稣去俾呢个天国嘅钥匙佢嘅门徒。
So receiving this key as the body of Christ as a church.
咁作为教会嘅神嘅肢体一个教会去接受呢个钥匙。
We open the door.
去打开呢个门。
By declaring their personal spiritual status upon their confession of Christ.
去宣讲因证佢哋承认耶稣基督系你嘅主嘅时候，去宣讲佢哋属灵嘅状况。
Now this does not mean as humans can forgive other people's sin and make them go to heaven。
唔系话人可以去赦免人嘅罪，去使到佢哋上天堂。
Mark 2:7 is clear on this. Who can forgive sins but God alone？
马可福音第二章第七节可讲得好清楚，系唯独神先至可以赦免人嘅罪。
But this way of thinking heretically。Can be saved and exempt if you know the Greek grammar.
咁但如果你去能够去清楚呢个希腊文嘅文法嘅时候，我哋能够好小心去睇。
The author is using this grammatical skill called the perfect passive tense.
咁呢个所用嘅呢个语法咧，叫过去完成式。
Even though in English there is a pronoun, the subject, but in Greek there isn't.
咁喺希腊文里边咧，系冇呢个主词，冇呢个助词。
So we understand this as divine passive, as I have mentioned previously before.
咁我哋知道呢个系一个喺神圣里边嘅所用嘅一个说话。
So what this verse is actually saying to us is that they have already been forgiven and they stand forgiven.
咁正确翻译出嚟系咩咧？就系话咧，佢哋已经被赦免。亦都係佢哋係而家站喺呢個已經赦免嘅當中。
I don't know how you can translate this into Cantonese, but they have already been forgiven and they stand forgiven.
咁佢哋已經被赦免，並且係站立喺當中嘅時候，佢哋係被赦免。
So when we are forgiving sins of others,
咁當我哋係佢哋係已經喺罪裏邊去得到赦免嘅時候。
We're not forgiving their sins at that moment.
我哋唔系喺嗰一刻去赦免佢哋嘅罪。
But we're simply declaring the forgiveness of sins in which they have received from God.
我哋系宣讲紧佢哋已经从神里边去获得呢个罪嘅赦免。
This is a strange concept.
一个好奇怪嘅一个谂法。
And this is only possible because God is beyond time and space and matter.
咁呢个只系可能嘅，系因为神系超越咗任何嘅时间空间。
And he has given that authority, the keys of heaven, to the church.
佢亦都已经俾呢个权柄去俾教会。
In Acts 2, verse 37 and 38, Peter declares to the repentant crowd.
咁喺《使徒行传》嘅二章37-38节，去彼得去向呢班人去宣讲。
This is repent and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit。
佢话你要去悔改，你就会得到呢个圣灵嘅恩赐。
So he is not saying if you repent, you will be forgiven。
佢唔系净系话你悔改你就会得到赦免。
He's declaring the forgiveness of sins that they have already received, that is evident in their act of repenting。
佢宣讲紧，当佢哋去接受咗呢个赦免嘅时候咧，佢哋所行出嚟嘅，亦都俾人睇到佢已经得到赦免。
And Peter does a retaining of sins elsewhere in Acts 8。
咁喺使徒行传嘅第八章，你都讲到罪嘅事。
There is a man called Simon who was trying to buy the power of the Spirit to heal the people。
呢个称呼为西门嘅人咧，佢想去得到呢个圣灵能够医治人嘅。
And Peter declared, "Your silver perish with you. Your heart is not right before God."
佢话啊，彼得同佢讲话，你嘅银子咧可以同你一同去灭亡，因为你嘅心咧系不正。
He's declaring their spiritual status based on their action and words.
彼得系宣讲紧。他们属灵的状况是基于他们的行动和说话。
And so to speak, Peter is locking the door or retaining the sin that the Simon has committed.
换句话说，就是说彼得就是关上了这个福音的门，同埋去这个将这个罪留在这个称呼为西门的人的当中。
Neither disciples or do we, the church, the body of Christ, create and generate the forgiveness of sins of others.
門徒同埋神嘅教會唔能夠去為其他人去生出呢個罪嘅赦免。
But that does not mean we should be silent.
但並唔代表我哋要去靜落嚟。
Because we are the mouthpiece of that message.
因為我哋就係要宣講呢個福音嘅呢個渠道。
We are heralds.
我哋係要去宣講呢樣嘢。
We are heralds of the work finished in heaven on earth.
我哋系喺呢个天降同埋地上边成就咗嘅事工嘅一个先驱。
On the person's faith in Christ and in Christ alone，
系藉住耶稣基督佢嘅工作，同埋唯独喺基督嘅里边。
God does the forgiving，
神去赦免人。
Christ the one who secures the victory，
基督去确定咗呢个胜利。
We are just messengers，
我哋只不过系一个传讲信息的人。
You, the church, have been entrusted with this very message, as we heard Pastor Thomas preaching last Saturday.
我哋上个礼拜听过麦牧师所讲嘅，就系话教会你系带住呢个信息。
Every act of forgiveness you extend,
每一个去赦免嘅一个行动。
Every sin you help others to bring before Christ,
你。带每一个人来到基督的面前，将他们的罪带在基督的面前。
Even if you cause them to sin, if you are helping them coming back to Christ in their repentance,
如果你是将他们从将他们是悔改带到耶稣基督的面前，
you are participating in God's redemptive work.
你是参与耶稣基督救赎的工作。
Grace Church,
恩约堂，
I don't care how old you are.
我唔理你有几老。
You are his ambassador.
你系佢嘅使者。
Don't forget that.
唔好忘记。
Moses was called at age of 80.
摩西喺80岁嘅时候被神去呼召。
Josiah.
约西亚。
Was at age 8 when he became king. Is that correct?
当佢成为王嘅时候咧，佢系8岁。
Please correct me if I'm wrong.
如果讲错嘅时候咧，去纠正我。
But numbers.Are not hindrances for God.
但系呢个人数唔系去阻止咗神嘅工作。
Out of 120 people who prayed in the upper room,
120人喺呢个房子嘅上边去祈祷。
There were 15 languages that were speaking in tongues.
喺有讲紧50种嘅语言。
Only one person stood up and went to the synagogue and preached the gospel. Peter.
只有彼得站起来在这个会堂里面去传讲。
3,000 men became disciples of Jesus.
3,000人成为耶稣的门徒。
Only one person,
只有一个人，
Jesus,
耶稣
saved the world.
係拯救呢個世界。
So we return to the creed. I believe in the Holy Spirit.
我哋翻嚟呢個聖經裏邊，佢話我信聖靈。
It is belief that you are sent on a mission just as Christ is sent.
我哋係相信耶穌基督去差派我哋去帶住呢個使命，好似基督被差派一樣。
It is the belief that your wounds, your sins are paid by His wounds.
係相信你嘅罪係藉住佢嘅傷痕。
It is a belief that His Spirit is the breath of a new life and cancer where nothing can stop us or take us away that life.
是相信这个圣灵是给我们的空气去呼吸，没有东西可以拿走。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
I cannot persuade you into the kingdom of God.
我不能够去说服你去进入神的天国。
I cannotteach you or guide you to go out and be the witnesses of the of Christ.
我唔能够教导你或者引导你去出去去宣讲耶稣基督嘅福音。
I can't change you.
我唔能够改变你。
You are who you are.
你就系你自己。
But the Spirit of God can.
但系神嘅圣灵能够。
You might be struggling. I'm not Peter.
你可能挣扎紧，话我唔系彼得。
I'm not apostles or Jesus's disciples.
我唔系嗰啲门徒或者耶稣基督嘅门徒。
Or maybe you are just acting like Thomas, which appears in the later chapter in this chapter.
又或者你好似就系呢卷圣经之后所出现嘅多马一样。
You're skeptical. You want to believe, but you have many questions.
你去怀疑，你想去相信，但系你有好多问题。
You see the hypocrisy of the church, and you lockedyour door of your heart because the church is not the way it should be according to your definition.
因为你睇到教会嘅伪善，你将自己去关上呢个门，因为你认为教会唔应该系咁样嘅。
Although only the Spirit of God can change your heart,
虽然只有神嘅圣灵能够改变你嘅心，
we can remember together.
但我哋可以一齐去思想，
listen to the resurrected Jesus together.
我哋一齐去听呢个复活嘅基督所讲嘅。
He comes.
佢嚟，
he enters,
佢进入去，
and he gives peace.
佢俾平安，
he's not distant.
佢唔系离我哋好远，
he sends us even though we are in afraid, we're in fear.
纵使我哋恐惧嘅时候，佢都差派我哋。
He comes to forgive so that no one is condemned.
佢嚟到去赦免，以致冇人被定罪。
Would you join me and see Jesus standing at the heart in the middle of your heart?
你是不是跟我一起去看到耶稣基督站在你的心里面呢？
And would you behold his pierced hands and side?
你是不是捉住他那个被刺伤的肋旁和手呢？
And he says, your sins are forgiven.
他说你的罪得到赦免。
Now repent and receive the Holy Spirit.
现在悔改去接受圣灵。
The very new life in heaven for you.
是天国给你的新的生命。
Peter then confessed, "You are the Christ."
彼得就去承认，佢话你系基督。
Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
耶稣话属血肉嘅唔能够指示呢样嘢，系唯独天父去指示你。
May the same Spirit that Christ breathed upon his disciples breathe upon you today.
愿耶稣基督去向佢嘅门徒所呼出嘅呢口气，同一个圣灵。去向你去付出。
Let us pray.
让我们祈祷。
Lord, we thank you that you are coming in while we are in our fear.
主，我们感谢你，在我们仍然是恐惧的时候，你来到我们当中。
Out of fear of the authorities and Jews, we may be our own Jews, we may be paralyzed behind locked doors.
我们都可能是好像那些惧怕犹太人的领袖一样，我们都锁在这个门后面。
But we confess we believe in the Holy Spirit.
但主，我们承认我们信圣灵。
We believe that the peace and the reconciliation with God is a once for all accomplished with our Lord and Savior Jesus.
我们是藉着耶稣基督一次的，是同神去复活，有这个平安。
So let us understand the theology of the Spirit as well as the life of the Spirit.
让我们去明白圣灵的这个教义，同埋去明白圣灵的这个生命。
Teach us about the wind as well as the air that we breathe.
让我教导我们这个风，这个空气我们所呼吸的。
And as we confess, I believe in the Holy Spirit.
当我们承认我们信圣灵的时候。
remind us the mission of God you gave to your Son Jesus.
去提醒我哋父神你俾圣子嘅呢个使命。
And unto us your church.
亦都俾到我哋你嘅教会。
And we thank you.
我哋感谢。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉基督嘅名而求。阿门。Amen.